Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you today?
Joseph, I am beside myself. I am paying my bills this morning, and I see that there are two charges of over $90 on my credit card statement. The only reason I have a credit card statement is to pay my co-payments for my doctors, which is $45 a visit, and I have many visits a month. I had no recollection of ordering this. I have no recollection, certainly, of reading something that, said that I'm signing up for, the millennium or something. Anyway, the sweet lady that I was talking to, Laura, explained to me that, and I haven't opened the bottles. I don't know. I didn't think it was. Well, she said I should call within 2 weeks, but I didn't even think I had them 2 weeks because I never opened them. I cannot pay back $200. And then she tells me that there's, signed up for forever or something. And she could give me her personal discount on that, but it would continue to charge me. I can't. I had to borrow money to get my muffler put back on my car. I have a 24-year-old car I'm driving. I'm very, very, very careful about spending my money. I guess I'm just not capable of being online on the computer. You've got to help me.
I understand, Mom. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and assist you. I would just need to first locate the account. Can I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
The zip code, 11772.
Thank you. And can I please have the first and last name associated with the account you're calling in about?
My name is Melanie, M-E-L-L-A-N-Y, last name Cole, C-O-L-E.
Okay. Thank you for that. Can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about?
121 Village Drive, East Patchogue, New York.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for that. So I was able to go ahead and pull up an account with that information today. And that was for, it looks like you placed an order for a trial period for the...
Yeah, I guess that gets me. I guess that gets me. I see trial. Well, I know I wanted a trial. What am I trying to say? A trial substance to see if it, I don't know, is it, it's for weight loss, right?
It was for the keto and the cleanse, ma'am, the dietary supplements.
Yeah.
Do you remember placing that order for the $7.45?
Yes, apparently I do, yes.
So that was initially a 14-day trial period, ma'am. After that initial 14-day trial ended, if you didn't call back to cancel, as it states in the terms and conditions, you were going to be billed before retail price and placed on the automated billing and shipping to receive the product, ma'am. So that what you're being billed for is the full retail price and the new order.
I understand
the new
that.
Shipment. What I can go ahead and do, though, ma'am, I do apologize about any misunderstanding with those terms and conditions. I can go ahead and apply a 35% courtesy refund to those most recent charges for you today, ma'am.
Well, Laura could have applied 50% of her own personal discount.
Discounts,
but I don't know what that was
refund.
For.
Discounts on all future products, ma'am. That's what she
Well, I don't want any future.
All future. The account was closed out, and you were transferred over to me. The refunds on what you were billed. What I can go ahead and do, though, is I can go and apply my manager's discount to that to bring the refund up to a 50% refund for you for those most recent charges.
So, okay, so half of this money I would be getting credited for then.
It'd be
Is that what you're saying?
It would be a 50% refund on the 91.89 and the 92.90 for the April charges for you, ma'am.
Okay. 92.90, 91.89. They're
so
both
that's what
appearing
you were billed in April. It'd be a 50% refund for those.
All right. And nothing else is going to be billed to me, right?
Nope. The account was previously closed.
It was closed. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was closed out today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Before you transferred over to me, it was closed out by that representative.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. That's good. That's good. Because I don't want to make any mistakes again. I just, this is crazy. Thank you very much, Joseph. I appreciate your help.
Let me go ahead and get this issued back to your account for you, ma'am. Bear with me while I issue your refund. And just to verify, I need to verify before I can finish getting the refund issued. Did you ever file a dispute with your bank for these charges, ma'am?
No, I was going to call my credit card company. It's MasterCard.
Have you filed a dispute with your card company?
No. No, not yet. Okay. I was going to. If I couldn't get any help, I was going to have to. I mean, that's my electric bill and my grocery bill for the month. Getting old is not a happy place, let me tell you.
I do apologize.
I get confused. I guess I just got confused. I don't know. My daughter's going to be furious with me. I don't blame her.
I do apologize, ma'am. What I can go ahead and do is apply a friends and family discount of mine to that refund to bring it up to 75% refund for you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Bear with me while I go ahead and get this refunded for you. Okay, ma'am?
Okay, yes, please. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. It's my pleasure.
Oh, man, it's my relief to get some of this back or not have to pay all of it, that kind of thing. I tell you.
I'm here. I'm just working on the refund.
Okay.
It takes a moment to get it taken care of.
Are you in Illinois?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I was born in Illinois. Wish I'd stayed there. New York is so expensive.
Oh, I understand that. I have family that lives there, and they're like wanting to move.
Oh, gosh, yes, so there is an exodus. Yeah, there's an exodus in the city. Well, because of the corona. People lost their jobs. I don't care how much they made. You can make six figures, but if you lose your job, you can't pay your rent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was born in Danville.
I don't think I've been there, but the name sounds familiar.
Probably because
name sounds familiar, but I don't believe I've been there personally.
Well,
I don't recognize it anymore.
Yeah, me either. And obviously, I'm not good with reading fine print.
Geography's not my strong suit.
Yeah. Okay. We won't punish you. Only reason I got through geography in high school was my boyfriend helping me.
I think I got like a C minus, passed the class with a C minus. I'm like, I'm going to take it.
Well, I passed the class. I don't remember the grade. But
C minus, you played. It was passing. That's all I remember.
If it passes, that's it, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's all I care about. So I've gone ahead and got the refund issued back to your account for you, ma'am. So are you ready for your
Thank
refund
you, Joseph.
Confirmation number, ma'am?
Yeah, let me pull it. Pencil out here. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, ma'am. It is going to be, for the first amount, you'll be getting back $68.91. That refund confirmation number is 6145.
Okay. 6145.
425.
152. Okay.
Your second refund amount is going to be 6967. And that's going to be
6967.
Yes, ma'am. And it's going to be 614.
614.
501-700.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me read both of those back to you. 6145-425-152. 6145-01-700.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay, now, I'll be very happy to send this back to you. All of the whatever comes, whatever didn't get stopped before the cancellation or whatever, and the two unopened bottles. But I don't see an address in on my charge.
We don't
charge.
Take product back to the warehouse, ma'am. It is yours.
Even if they're sealed?
We don't take product back to the warehouse, ma'am, due to guidelines
okay.
We have to follow.
Yeah, plus COVID, I know, yeah. Guidelines. Yeah.
But they're yours.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that, but I would have been glad to return
them. Don't worry about
thank
it.
Thank you.
It's yours to keep, ma'am.
Well, thank you, Joseph. And thank Laura for being so sweet. She was sweet. She just couldn't help me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
You're welcome, ma'am. It's my pleasure. And your refund will be back on your account within about 3 to 5 business days. Okay, ma'am?
Wow, thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
Yes,
appreciate
ma'am.
It.
Thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Stay safe, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.